But would you know if I was lying? Diana O'Carroll.
This week I've got my honest socks on to answer this question.
Hello, I'm Brian from North Yorkshire. After watching an episode of MythBusters recently, in which the presenters tried to outwit a lie detector, the question arose in our house as to whether someone with a psychiatric disorder could successfully pass a lie detector test. As some of them don't apparently feel remorse or guilt for their wrongdoings, would they register abnormal readings when asked sensitive questions?
So, could a real lie detector get around psychopathy, for example?
I'm Jim O'Shea from the Intelligent Systems Group at Manchester Metropolitan University. Old-fashioned lie detectors, like the polygraph and voice stress systems, only detect stress. So if the lack of remorse meant that the interviewees had reduced stress levels, that would help them pass. Our lie detector, Silent Talker, makes its judgment based on non-verbal behaviour, crudely what people call body language. Silent Talker can detect stress, but lying involves other factors. We can only juggle a certain number of mental variables at once while we're thinking. So if we've got to try and maintain a whole load of different factors about an imaginary story, it's very difficult to do all the mental processing to keep that consistent. And that's what's known as having a high cognitive load, which affects nonverbal behaviour. Also, duping delight occurs when liars get a kick out of putting a lie across successfully. And again, this affects nonverbal behaviour. In one of our own experiments on the general population, we taught Silent Talker to recognise guilty feelings the participants felt while they were lying. When we added this information to the general lie detection, we got more accurate classifications. In another independent study conducted by a different university using Silent Talker, it was found that Silent Talker was effective in detecting lies told by psychopaths in interviews. So there we have it. Evidence that remorse is a factor in the general population, but also evidence that in the case of one disorder, it's not the only factor.
So it seems that the new generation of lie detectors can actually detect a lie, no matter who said it. And on our forum, RD said that someone with an antisocial personality disorder, or a sociopath, might become anxious about the consequences of their actions, and therefore fail a polygraph. JNA also brought up the point that disorders that bring about illusions could also be useful for detector beating. Well, from lies to policemen to laughing policemen, just what is so funny?
Hiya, this is Scarlett Taylor calling from South Wales. I'd like to know exactly what it is that makes us physically laugh when we find something funny. Thank you.
What's the point of laughing? Why not be a grumpy old man or woman? Let us know by emailing chris@thenakedscientist.com or write it on our forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
And please, no one write in to say that the Naked Scientists are a laughing stock. Thank you, Diana.